Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series. And in today's topic, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the discourse is centered on companionship. The topic of today, inshallah, is about companionship. Before we carry on, before we begin, let us hear about the significance and importance of rescinding Durood Sharif upon the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a person out of love, devotion, affection and great reverence for the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply sends one Durood Sharif, just a single Durood Sharif in honor and love and reverence for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal, Jalla Jalaluhu will shower upon him 10 virtues insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, let us make good intentions. What intention? That inshaAllah we will listen attentively to the discourse and that inshaAllah from the beginning till to the end of the program we will listen attentively with the intention, with the sole intention that to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and inshaAllah also that whatever we learn, we try our level best, our utmost best to try and practice upon it and share it with others. I too, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I'm making a sincere intention that I will try to practice upon what I teach, what I preach. And inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, as I'm sharing with you, this will be inshaAllah to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, since the topic is about companionship, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized a great deal about the need to surround oneself with good people. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has encouraged us a lot that we should strive to surround ourselves with good people. People who hold the same values and beliefs that we do. Those are the people that make best friends and good companions. The differences of opinion, different lifestyles and interests may make our friendship interesting, of course, and sometimes challenging if the core system that makes us to have that friendship is not the same, then most probably there is no solid foundation in that companionship. For the believer, the solid foundation must always be his deen, must always be Islam, the irrefutable truth that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. So every believer, past, present and future, is linked to this fundamental truth which forms the solid foundation of his well-being. Now, beloved, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam spoke about this bond on many, many occasions. In one narration, to this effect, it comes out that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the believer to another believer is like a solid building, one part supporting the other. So friendship and companionship are of very, very important element in our life and in our deen. A good friend, one accepts your shortcomings, but at the same time guides and supports you. A good friend is one who will love and forgive you for the sake of Allah. It is important to choose your friends carefully. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned us. He warned the believers about these two. He said that a person would be influenced by his friends, and he warned that everyone should look carefully at those that one considers to be friends. Now, what we can understand from this noble hadith and this important advice of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that it is easy to be influenced by the people around us. We see this in many occasions. We see this through experience of people that we see in our lives. It is easy to take on their mannerism and qualities without even being aware of it. If these are the good qualities, then it is a good thing altogether. But if the people consider friends that have pushed you away from the remembrance of Allah, this could be a total disaster, and Allah Azza wa Jalla warns us severely about this in the Holy Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he tells us, and remember the day when the wrongdoer will bite on his hand and he will say, oh, would that I have taken a path with the messenger. Ah, woe to me, would that I have taken so and so as a friend. He indeed led me astray from the remainder after it had come to me. This is when a person eventually on the day of Qiyamah, one then would have to wake up and grasp the realization of the outcome of having to adopt wrong friends. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also reiterated this point when he told the story of the blacksmith and the perfume seller. The example, he says, the example of a good friend, of a good companion is in comparison with a bad one, or compared to a bad friend, is one like that of one who sells mask and the blacksmith. From the first, you'd either buy mask or enjoy its good smell. While from the blacksmith, you would either get burnt or smell bad scent. Once we find good friends, it is important to keep and maintain that friendship, because that is the right friendship. That is what we need in our life. That is what we are in need of, because this will bring moral support and faith and will strengthen our good behavior and conduct, and it will strengthen our deen. Now, a person must be prepared to overlook some of the faults of his brother or sister in Islam. He must be prepared to give them excuses for any incorrect or bad behavior they see in them. This does not mean, however, you should turn a blind eye to sin. No, rather it means that you must maintain the friendship while seeking to understand and help those who have gone astray. Believers must never embarrass or publicly harass one another. They must never expose each other's faults. Kindness and mercy must be evident in all their dealings. That is to say, now the friendship that is built around deen, around love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you find? You find in this friendship is all goodness all around. You find there is no blaming of each other. What you find is no arguments and fighting. What you find in this friendship that is based on the sole love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you find is all goodness, encouraging each other to do good, and discouraging each other from bad, and trying to encourage each other to do more good deeds and more good deeds. This is the right friendship that will yield good results on the day of Qiyamah. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you see in this friendship, you see mercy, you see kindness, you see generosity, you see love. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jalla will conceal his fault on the day of judgment. One great alim, a great scholar of deen, Ibn Mazin said, the believer seeks for his brothers, whilst a hypocrite seeks out their faults. So a true believer, who is a true friend, what he excuses the faults of his brothers, but a hypocrite is one that is looking and is always after their faults. It is also mentioned that if one of your brothers commit an error, then seek 90 excuses for him. If he commits a mistake, don't look for everything that you can find to try and put him down, but seek 90 excuses for him to try and forgive him. And if not, then you are not blameworthy. In the one of the traditions and hadith of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a very interesting story, or rather an incident, is recorded. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned that a person once he took out to travel on a visit, and he was visiting his brother in another town. Subhanallah. What we're talking about, that brotherhood, that companionship that is built because of love for Allah Azza wa Jal, because of love for Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of love for Quran. So our beloved Aqa, he gives us a beautiful example. So this brother, he took to travel to visit another town to go meet his other brother. So whilst on the way, an angel, he came on his way, and he was waiting in the middle of the road. So the angel said, where are you, or where do you intend to go? Where are you going? The man answered, you know, I intend to go to my brother in another town. I'm visiting him. So the angel said, have you done any favor to him? Is there a particular reason, perhaps maybe for business reason, maybe you need to pay back, you know, a loan that you have taken from him, or maybe there is something that you're going to benefit from this, you know, visiting of your brother? He said, no, I love him only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So thereupon the angel said, listen, you know what, I have glad tidings for you. I have glad tidings, I have good, you know, news for you. What is the news? I am a messenger, I am an angel sent by Allah Azza wa Jal to inform you that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you as you love your other brother. Subhanallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that that love that one has for another brother, because it is a true companionship, it is true friendship, that love is a true love. Let me, inshallah, share with you, and also a very good example of when we look at the friendship that we have in today's time. So there is a narration which is given by pious people, by awliya, that there was once a youngster. You know how it is, especially with the youth, when it comes to friendship, everything is done for friendship. So like any one of the youngsters in today's time, we had become friendly with another youth. The youngster's elderly father noticed that he has been coming home late at night. on a regular basis. So one day the father inquired. One night, you know, two nights, three nights. Now every night you're coming home very late. The father inquired now. What's going on? Tell me, my son, what is your story? So the youngster replied, Father, you know what? I got to visit a friend of mine. You know, I have a friend of mine that we sit together, we talk together, and it tends to get a bit late sometimes. But it's just, you know, visiting a friend, like how all our children, all the youngsters normally do, that, you know, I've got a friend. So the father said, really? Oh, there are still such friends today. You mean to tell me in today's time, you still find friends that you can spend time till late hours of the night, and you're still together chatting and talking, etc. The father continued, okay, when you're about to visit your friend tomorrow, you know what, let me know. I also wish to meet this so close dear friend of yours. Now, the following evening, the youngster got ready and informed his father that he was about to now leave and visit his friend. His father said, very well, I'll be with you in a minute. He kept him waiting. He said, okay, fine, I'm ready. So the father kept himself busy with one task after the other, causing some delay. Then the youngster became restless. You know how it is, how they feel now. They want to go and meet their friend. They've got a meeting. They've decided, you know, they're going to meet. Don't fret, he said. I'm coming now, the father said. Deliberately, he kept on keeping himself busy some more until it became quite late. At last, he said, I'm free now, my son. Let us go. He said, fine, let's go. Now the streets were empty and it's all quiet, serene in the middle of the night. And as it was close to the middle of the night, most people had gone to bed, people had gone to sleep. Now on reaching the youngster's friend or his house, the youngster knocked on the door of his friend. And he called out to his friend. Now his friend, now probably it has gone late now, his friend inquired from outside, who is it? Mind you, the friend still wants to know who it is, but it is his own friend, he can hear the voice. The youngster gave his name, oh, it is rather late. Come on, man. Never mind. Hang on. The friend came to the door and opened. Why have you come so late? You know, he's asking now. The father now, in the whilst they were going there, he had told him, you know, what statements to give if his friend will ask him, why are you coming late? So accordingly, the son replied, you know what, some problem, you know, has cropped up and causing me delay. I had landed up myself in some problem, in some trouble. Well, the friend said, the word problem, you know, It is a noticeable effect on the friend. So he yawned. You know, he's caring now to show indication that he's tired. You know, he cannot bet anymore. He said, you know, I was, you know, the friend, the one that he was visiting now, he tells the youngster, I was fast asleep. I'm still feeling heavy-headed and my mind is not quite clear. Why you do this, man? You know, why don't you just come tomorrow morning? Then we'll see to what is it. Saying this, the friend closed the door immediately, fastened the door chain, and went back to bed. After a few moments, you know, there was total silence, and you can imagine a deathly silence. Then the father spoke. He said, you know, in a soft voice, I have seen your friend of these times. These are what you call friends. And so have you. Now you have come with me. I also have a friend. Now the father is telling the son, look, I also have a friend from the old days. He has gone quite old. So, you know, I have this friend of mine and I have not seen him for ages. But never mind, let me show you what type of a friend he is. Late as it was, the father and son proceeded to the house of that father's old friend. When they reached there, the father knocked on the door and called out to his friend. The knocking woke up the friend of the father, and he called from inside, I'll be with you in a minute. Now try to put up the two different scenarios. The son's friend, when he went there, although they've been meeting every day in the night, the moment he came late, he knocked on the door, he said, who is it? Now listen to the friend of the father, and this is an old friend he never met for many, many years. He will note that he did not ask even the absence of several years, he had recognized the voice immediately, in contrast to the friend of the youngster or his son. So he said that he did not come to the door in a minute, there was some delay, and when he did open the door, he presented a strange spectacle as he stood in the doorway. In his one arm, he was clutching a bag, and in his other arm, he had a stick, and on his head, he was balanced with a pot. So after salams, greeting, etc., the father asked his friend, you know what? We waited by the door. Now I see you got a pot on top of you, holding a stick with something, and you got things that you're carrying with. The father's friend says, really, there's nothing. When I recognize your voice, you know, it just hit me. The father's friend is saying, remember now, this is in the past midnight. It just hit me that coming at this time of the night, after such a long absence of several years, you must be having some special problem, this father's friend. And I've hurriedly made these few preparations, you know, and this caused the delay in me coming to the door to answer to your call. The friend went in to explain, this pot on my head that you see I'm carrying now, it has food. If you have nothing to eat, this is for you to take home. This bag in my hand, it contains money. If some that you have loaned, and some creditor, somebody owe a loan to, is making your life difficulty, this is all the money to give you to settle your debts. And thirdly, it may be that some enemy is after your blood. You know what? I might be old, but I still can wield a stick. So he's holding a stick. And quite deftly, I can contribute at least 2 or 3 shots with this stick. The father reassured his friend, you know what? We haven't met for very long. Don't worry. There are no problems with food or money. There is nobody who's fighting me. It is just this son of mine. This is the reason I came. This son of mine used to come home at late because of his friend. We went and saw his friend, and I wanted him to show what is a true friend. And also for that matter, an old friend that I've never met for so long, for so many years. So, shukriya, jazakallah, thank you very much. Really, I'm not in need of anything. But please, make me maaf, forgive me for inconveniencing you at this late hour. This is a reason, just to show my son who is a true friend. So the other friend, without any hassles, without, you know, having to shout, arguing, how can you come in the middle of the night? How can you bring, you know, so forth and so on. A true friend, what he does, he says, you know what, jazakallahu khairan for paying me a visit. And after salam, so they departed. Now, the lesson on true friendship that existed in those years, especially our elders, they can tell us, you know, what friendship they had in the past, how valuable friendship was, how they will take good care of each other, how they look after each other, how they'll be concerned and worried about each other's health, each other's well-being, etc., etc. Now, look at our children and look at the youngsters of today and look at their modern times. The so-called friendship that we have. What is the friendship? It is only social media friends. And today, more than 99% of many people today, they're all on social media. And that is the friendship that we know. Facebook friendship, etc., etc. Our young, even old as well, that's only artificial friendship that they know. So the problem we face today in society is the misuse of all these avenues, and we have lost what is true friendship. We need that friendship which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. When a person left his home to go visit another friend of his in another town, solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he sends an angel directly to him and he tells him, look, For what reason are you going there? He says, only I'm going there to visit my friend for the sake of Allah, nothing else. And he says, for that, listen, Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised you Jannat. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, dearest Madani Channel viewers, when you look at companionship, this is the reason why we have Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is here to revolutionize, to re-energize ourselves, to reacquaint ourselves with true friendship, that friendship of which our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us with. That true friendship that the Sahaba had for each other. Dawat Islam is bringing this revolution in the form of Madani environment and bringing this Madani environment to our homes. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if we ourselves, we go back and try to connect ourselves with the Madani activities of Dawat Islam, we'll find that inshallah we develop true friendship, and through this true friendship inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will inshallah grant us Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to become true friends and have true companionship. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam